Hi, my name is Emma Szymanski and you're listening to RDU. This is the Rock and Roll Britannia Show. I'm here till 12 o'clock. We've got Carrie Cadwell from 212 Music Group in the studio with us right now. Hi, Carrie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. We were just talking about Stephen Mods and how much we're both absolute massive fans, and that was obviously TCR and just there. Carrie, you talk about it.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's one of those acts that, I don't know, I think they're one of the most exciting acts come out of the UK.
Yeah, definitely.
Recently. But just everything about them is kind of cool, you know, like everything that lyrically that they're saying, but musically as well, you know, it's almost like the perfect pop songs in some way, you know,
just
the beats, but just watching Andy sort of stand there drinking a beer, you know, like nodding his head to us, and I'm always looking at going, what if his laptop crashed?
Yeah. You know, he was actually in that big old pub across the road from the power station in Auckland. I forgot what it's called now. Yeah, big old English pub. It's great. And a lot of people saw him in there just before the gig, just having a beer. And he was just sort of hanging out, not really, you know, caring too much.
Yeah, I get the impression that they're a real working class band.
Yeah. Well, they sing a lot about working class people. And, I mean, I've lived in some pretty harsh areas in England, like Eastleigh and squatted in Brixton. And that was good. Bars on my bedroom windows kind of stuff. And so when there's a song called Trixie, and he talks about double-ended dildos. It goes, Trixie, what are you going to do? That double-ended dildo is going to be the death of you. I mean, who sings that on stage and gets away with it? You
know, it's
pretty genius.
There's a new video just come out, recorded live at, I think it was in London, maybe even the Royal Albert Hall, I don't know. But the way he just starts going on there about England and, you know,
Chavs.
If your country, you know, all that sort of stuff. But no, I think they're amazing. I just absolutely love them.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with them as well. So, Carrie, tell me about 212 Music Group. I mean, you and Shani, your gorgeous wife, do some amazing stuff. I mean, I don't even really know the extent of what you guys do. I mean, I know you manage South by Southwest in America, like one of the biggest festivals in the world. Tell me about everything, you know, all that kind of side of things, the events that you do, because they are really exciting.
Okay, so. A friend and I worked for the Great Escape Festival in Brighton, which was an industry showcasing event. And after the event, we started just talking about setting up a company to provide crew and staffing and, you know, just do anything really related. And so we registered the company in the UK, but it was mainly because we had gotten an event in Hong Kong running the artist liaison operation, and the event was called Clock and Flap, which is the weirdest festival name around, but it was on the Hong Kong waterfront.
Sure.
Has about a 40,000 capacity.
Wow.
And would have artists like Massive Attack, Prodigy, Feist.
I love Feist.
You know, huge sort of acts. Mm. But after a while, the company sort of said, look, mate, we can't keep on just putting all the money into your personal account. You guys need to set up a company for it.
Sure.
So we set up 212 Music Group in the UK, and then started using that to provide staffing for a number of festivals there. So there was the Great Escape, Love Box, Wilderness, and about three others that I can't remember what they were called now. There was even a veterinarian festival. Brighton Pride and things like that. And then,
was that with Fatboy Slim, Brighton Pride?
Because
he played there quite a bit, didn't he?
Yeah, the last one that I remember that we had anything to do with, Grace Jones was the headline.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
But then we had, but then at the time I was working seasonal for the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. So I'd work there for 5 months, then I'd go over to the UK and we'd work a bunch of events over there, and then I'd come back to New Zealand for a couple of months, and then the cycle would start again. And South by Southwest offered me a full-time job, which at the time, you know, Barack Obama was still in power. And
didn't you meet Michelle Obama?
Yeah.
Because Aaron Lee told me that the other day. I was over at Mama's Ear, and he said, make sure you mention that.
I ran, So, well, I suppose this will get back to my job at South by Southwest.
We'll talk about this one after the next summer. You finish up about South, because I think it's going to be quite a good story.
So then we... So because we were working in the US, and a couple of us were... There are four directors of this event. And so we were... We picked up a stakeholder in a small US festival. So we set up a US office. And then on Friday, 6th of March... This year, the City of Austin cancelled South by Southwest. Following Monday, I got laid off.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, my wife and I came back to New Zealand and set up 212 Music Group here in New Zealand as well.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. Okay, so, and Carrie is getting, you know, lots of amazing stuff happening in Christchurch, but we're going to talk about that after the song. This is the Rock and Roll Pretenders Show. You're listening to RDU 98.5 FM, and my name is Emma Szymanski. Oh,
RDU 98.5 FM presents Zorza. Three venues, one night of music on the 12th of November at Darkroom, Space Academy and 12 Bar.
Acts include
Hot Donners,
Juno Is,
Koizilla,
Lucy Hunter,
Vincent HL,
Head Full of Snakes,
Internet Death,
Liam K. Swigs,
Marsha,
Model Home,
Mousy,
Nervous Jerk,
The Transistors,
Too Woke for Toast,
and Toyota.
This event is proudly supported by C4 Coffee, Pals, EcoChem, and Three Boys Brewery. With thanks to Rock Shop, Cosmic Ticketing, Phantom, and New Zealand On Air. Tickets available now from Cosmic Ticketing.
Vapo at Bar None, Christchurch's premier spot for all new and enthusiastic vapers, offering a huge range of e-liquids, devices and accessories unparalleled to what you'll find anywhere else. Their knowledgeable staff will make sure everyone gets exactly what's best for them, from current smokers wanting to switch to seasoned cloud blowers. And RDU United vapers get an extra special treatment. Use your RDU United app, buy one bottle of e-liquid and get another one half price. Vapo, 151 High Street.
Student life has its trials and tribulations, and in the year 2020, things have been once-in-a-lifetime strange.
Because of that, we at Electric Kiwi are looking for the best stories from the wild ride of student life in 2020. You can submit in any format you like.
Write, sing, draw, shoot, rant, or rave.
Tell us about student life in 2020 in whatever way works for you.
And be in to win a year's free power.
Head to the Electric Kiwi Facebook page and submit your entry by the 12th of October 2020.
Tell us your 2020 wild student life story and win free power from your mates, Electric Kiwi.
Well, what do you do to relax?
Smoke marijuana.
You were joking when you said that, of course.
Yeah, right.
Sunday morning.
Hi, you're listening to RDU. This is the Rock and Roll Pretending Show. We've got Carrie from 212 Music Group in here today. Thanks, Carrie, for coming in. And we were just talking before about Michelle Obama, but there's a bit of a story you want to tell us about that, and the fact that you've met her. Do you want to tell me?
Well, one of the jobs that I used to do at South by Southwest was VIP security and liaison and threat awareness and stalker alerts. Not that Michelle Obama had any, but she spoke at South by Southwest one year. And so the week leading into it, the Secret Service on site, and Secret Service are the easiest people in the world to work with. They're just super cool.
Yeah.
Super chilled out. And so we, went through all the different things we had to do regarding her security, and there was quite a few bits and pieces that we needed to deal with. But she was also speaking on the same panel. It was Michelle Obama, Missy Elliott,
oh wow,
and Queen Latifah. And so Michelle Obama came in, and everything has to be clear. They come in through the service yard. Everything has to be, it was clear. No one else allowed around. I was allowed there, one other person plus Secret Service. So we brought Mrs. Obama in, and she went up, and then Queen Latifah came in looking absolutely amazing, and she was walking up this ramp all by herself. There's absolutely no one around.
Sure.
Carrying a pair of shoes and wearing a pair of her hotel slippers.
Yeah.
She walked up.
Yeah.
But we were then, they do this thing called, it's like a photo op, and you've got to be assigned it. You can't just say, I want to have a photo taken. And so me and a couple of my colleagues were signed to it, and we walked in, we got our photo taken, and just as our photo was taken, I started getting a message in my earpiece and radio, you need to come here now, you need to come here now.
Yeah.
And I had a secondary radio on, and I hadn't turned it down. And so we got the photo taken, and Michelle Obama said, oh, sounds like you're wanted somewhere. And I said, yeah, I better run. So I was running down the thing. And it was, someone had found a bag that was just sitting around.
Yeah.
And we needed to get that dealt with, because the Secret Service weren't going to screw around. I mean, they just would have pulled her out straight away.
Sure, yeah.
If we didn't get it resolved really quickly. But just watching that operation was very surreal.
Wow.
And the week before, we had Barack Obama there.
Yeah.
And it was kind of interesting that neither knew that the other was going to be speaking at South by Southwest.
Oh, wow.
until it got announced. And because the teams, just two different teams. But, we divvied up the work on that one. And I knew that Barack Obama was going to be an absolute shit fight, quite frankly.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, put my hand up, deal with Michelle Obama, which wasn't bad at all. And, Barack Obama wasn't hard work either.
I'd love to meet him.
Yeah, well, apparently he was very, very, very nice guy. He went around signing everyone's badges, the registration badges that,
wow,
that you have. And by all accounts, he was a very, very nice guy.
And you've met quite a few famous people in the...
Well, one of the roles that I have is dealing with VIP security. And
sure.
So in that, I've had to deal with Billie Eilish since she was about 14. She
wow.
played at South By quite a few years. And,
yeah.
There were artists like that always have certain amount of undesirable people that are trying to get in touch with her and
sure.
things like that. So we had to deal with that. But by the same token, naturally I can't think of anyone now. But
we were just talking about Lemmy before.
Oh, Lemmy, yeah.
Can you tell that story about the China stuff? That's quite funny.
So we walked, Lemmy was going to be speaking on a session, and we walked him into his dressing room, and the caterers had put out a, VIP rider, and there was all this nice, there were ornaments and statues and bits and pieces like that, and the first words out of his mouth when he walked in was, how much for those? And I was like, well, they're not mine. And he went, so if they're missing when you come back, you're not going to be too worried. And I was like, nah, not really. And he's just straight away opened up his bag and threw them in the bag. And then we had to walk him down to where he was speaking. And, this is a government conference
sure.
center, it was city said, "Yeah, you're not allowed to smoke in it." And
he's
back of house and he's smoking a cigarette. And one of the event coordinators sort of said to me, "You know, he's smoking." And I was like, "Well, go and tell him to stop then." He said, "No, you're all right." And he must have heard us because he you know, finished off his cigarette and said, "Let's get this going, eh, shall we?" And then stubbed it out in front of us both right and then just ground it into the carpet. And she was like, standing there going, "You're paying for that." And I went, "Yeah, but I want it." And she was like, "Okay." Well, you know, about 2 years later, I was in her office for something and I looked over and it was like, is that my carpet tile sitting against the wall there? And she went, "Yeah, but it's mine now. You can't have it."
Classic. Like,
all right, then. Fair play.
We're going to play a song for you now. This is Carrie's pick. This is There's a Tuesday. This is Pinata Head. You're listening to Rock and Roll Britannia on RDU. Listen up and listen hard. Hi, my name's Emma Szymanski and you're listening to RDU, Rock and Roll Britannia. We're here till 12 o'clock and we have Carrie from the 212 Music Company in with us today. And we were just listening to Black Sabbath, Fairies Wear Boots. It's one of our favourite songs that we picked that we both really like. Carrie, can you tell us a bit about what you're doing in Christchurch? Because you're really bringing some amazing stuff to Christchurch at the Greater Goods. And do you want to explain a little bit about that and some of the gigs that you've got coming up?
Yeah, so when... when I first got back at the end of March, we were sort of like, well, we've got to do something, you know. I mean, the stuff's sort of going to shit at the moment, but got to stay positive, got to do something. And so Flip Grader is a very old friend of mine. I used to manage her many, many years
ago.
Oh,
wow, yeah.
And she's obviously got Greater Goods now. And so we just started chatting about putting on, you know, I think we originally started thinking about 6 to 10 shows.
Sure.
And
now you're going through till March next year?
Now we've got, we do shows every Wednesday. We're going through to March next year. We've got some good ones coming up.
Sure.
And I guess I'll just run through a couple of those, you know, promoting. Next one up, we've got, so next Wednesday, 7th of October, we've got Oliver and the Acre, followed by Reuben Stone, but that one's sold out. We've got Don Coulter. Don Coulter's really amazing. He's 77 years old.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's releasing his debut album.
Nice.
And the album's absolutely amazing. It's like a mix of Billy Joe Shavers with John Prine, a bit of Johnny Cash.
Nice.
But just a brilliant album. Then Jackie Bristow. Then 4th of November, we've got the Thram Ensemble. They're a
wow.
classical trio, which
wow.
we're looking forward to. Then Alana Eileen. Then we're hosting one of the shows on the Go Live festival. It's full kudos to Mark Royal and
yes.
the Christchurch City Council events team. For putting that together. 2nd December, we've got Prince. Then 9th, Anna Coddington, that we just announced today. 16th, we've got Cabaret, the Unicorn. 23rd December, French for Rabbits. Then 6th of January, Rodney Fisher from Good Shirt. 13th.
Ah, oh, Good Shirt.
Yeah, that's going to be
I saw them in London, and he's actually a really charismatic guy. My sister phoned me at that gig, and this was in London, and Good Shirt were playing, and I answered the phone. I went, "Oh," I said, and she's like, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm at a Good Shirt gig." And he spotted me, and he said, "Give me the phone." So I gave him the phone, and he was talking to my sister in New York on stage. It was hilarious. And then he said hi, introduced her to the crowd, and then he gave the phone back to me. I said, "Oh, thanks for that."
Rodney's amazing. I remember he did a solo show in at South by Southwest, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm just going to have a couple of mates provide backing for it." And I was like, "Oh, cool." And pulled up Mumford & Sons to back him.
Oh, wow.
So they were his backing band.
Yeah,
in
nice.
The show. After Amber Carly Williams, on the 20th of January, we've got a Wellington outfit called In the Shallows.
Mm.
27th January, Vaults.
Oh, yes, that'd be
fun.
Good.
3rd of February, we've got Stonehurst, who are going to do an acoustic set.
Nice.
And then 10th of February, we've got Ben Woods. 17th of February, we've got Shayna. And then we've got a few other acts that I can't announce yet.
Okay, cool. Thing.
So we're booked up, I'd say by the end of the week, we'll be booked fully through to April.
Yeah, nice.
Which was probably a lot more than we expected.
That's amazing. Yeah, and
great.
it's so cool you brought this to Christchurch, and it's you know what we already needed and really wanted, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, I mean, obviously neither of us could have seen that it was going to be as successful as it was, but a lot of it, I think the way we looked at a lot of it, you know, we didn't want to compete with anyone on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Sure.
We wanted to keep it on a Wednesday. We wanted to keep it limited capacity because just because you're allowed to go to an event doesn't necessarily mean that everybody out there is
going to go to an event.
Going to go to an event or feel safe going to an event.
Yeah.
So a lot of the stuff we do there, you know, we keep the capacity low. It's seated. There's no door sales. Everyone has an assigned table.
Yeah.
So it really is quite
managed well.
You know, chilled and relaxing.
Mm.
But we haven't put a lot of infrastructure into it. You know, there's no light. There's no real lighting. We've got, you know, just a stand up lamp.
Yeah.
And the stage is a rug.
Yeah,
that,
nice.
Got from Shani's mum. you know, and so it is very. Minimalistic,
yeah.
But it works, you know, and, cool. And there's been some amazing acts through there, and I think we're all very lucky that obviously, you know, like a good 90% of them of the acts are from Christchurch, and this is just in keeping with the amazing talent pool that we've got in this city, that we've always had in this city for years and years and years. And one of the things that's been really nice for me coming back after such a long time away was I'm getting to discover all this new music, you know, which is just great.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Carrie, we're going to wrap it up now. Stones or Beatles?
Stones.
Yes! Yes!
Except Revolver and Rubber Soul.
That's a good album.
Both good albums.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Stones girl through and through. You're the first one to say Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I toured with him.
Oh, of course we did. Yeah. But you can tell me those good stories another time, maybe not on the air, because I'm sure there's some really wonderful ones. I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Carrie, for coming in today.
Thanks
for having me. From 212 Music Group. You're doing some amazing stuff in New Zealand.
Thank you.
And I feel very lucky to be doing something with you as well.
Over on you mean on February the 20th?
Oh, maybe on February the 20th.
The Banks Peninsula Festival, is it?
Possibly could be, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
The lineup is
slick. With a Mark Banfield stage.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Really honoured to have you here. And thank you for all your wonderful stories. And you're listening to RDU, Rock and Roll Britannia Show. My name is Emma Szymanski. Listen up and listen hard.